Okay, so maybe you've been doing photography on the side and you're really enjoying it now and you're like, damn, I want to make a business out of this. What do I do now? Well, in today's episode, I'm going to share with you 7 things that I believe you should do in order to go from hobbyist to professional. What is up? Welcome to the Photography Podcast. My name's Anthony Gauna, and I'm happy you're here with me today. I'm a full-time wedding photographer in Texas, and I just wanted to start this podcast to help out others in starting a photography business, things to do, and also just managing productivity and working from home and all that, because it's nothing that we're all great at, to be honest. And so I've picked up some, you know, things along the way throughout the few years that I've been doing this. I've been doing this full-time now for 6 years at the time of this recording. And so I've just noticed that there's a lot of other people struggling in just a lot of productivity stuff, to be honest. And then people who are just starting out as well, they don't know where to begin, basically. And so that's also kind of what this episode's about today. If you haven't heard the previous episode, I kind of just introduced a little bit of myself, my story, how I got into photography, and my crazy journey to being thrown into doing this full time. I was basically fired from a job and I just said, all right, screw it. I'm going to try this out and see how it goes. And here I am today. It's still going quite well. So, I'm just really passionate about sharing knowledge and learning and just helping out others. And that's why I started this. So welcome. So let's go and just start in. I just want to start diving in. I've got 7 things that I want to share with you that I think is kind of important when you're going from hobbyist to professional. I believe, like, if you're hobbyist, you're just kind of doing it on the side for fun. You're not really getting paid. You know, it's a lot of family and friends, you know, stuff that you're doing. But when you want to go professional, you've got like brand new people who, you know, aren't friends or people you know. And that's when, you know, legal stuff gets involved. So contracts and, you know, the government, you got to pay taxes and all that. And so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. Okay, so number one is to register your business name. So basically what this means is, you know, you're going to go and register your business name so that you not only comply with laws that require you to take this step, but it's also to protect yourself. So once you register your name, no one else can use it. And it helps you, you know, protect your company just against anyone else doing, you know, business under your name. So some places call this as like a doing business as or a DBA. And I don't know. I'm, like I said, I'm in Texas. You know, it's probably going to vary in other countries and stuff. I don't know where you're listening from, but as far as what I've gone through is the easiest way is to just go to register your business and file the DBA with your state or, you know, county clerk's office. And first you'll need to do some search just to make sure that there's no one using the same name. So when you go into the office, they're going to make you do a search. If you're good to go, then you just fill out some paperwork and then you pay a small little fee for like filing it. And I don't remember how many years you have it. I think it's well over 100 or something like that. But yeah, they'll just get it going for you. And pretty much filing for a DBA is like the most common thing used for sole proprietors. I'm actually a sole proprietor. I haven't gone LLC. That's a whole other topic. Sole proprietor versus LLC. My CPA at the moment still says that sole proprietor is great for me. I'll just bring it down to this just because I don't know too much on this topic. Like I said, you're going to need to talk to a professional on this. But sole proprietor does pay a lot more taxes. And it just kind of varies based on, you know, where you're at and your income. LLC as well, that also protects you. So like if people wanted to sue you, they could only go after your business and not your like personal stuff. I'm taking the risk of sole proprietor based off of my CPA who's still recommending it. So I haven't gone to LLC, but those are things to kind of like consider. So, and also too, I wanted to mention that if you're going to open up a bank account for your business, the bank is going to require that you have a DBA in order to, you know, open up an account. So those are things to consider as far as like registering your business name. Number two, open up a separate bank account. This is something that took me a few years to do. And once I did it, it totally like, it just cleared things up. Like I've got business and personal things separate. It's magical. So it's just great because you're able to keep your expenses and your income for your business separate from your personal stuff. So it just makes things a whole lot easier to manage, to be honest. You have your own debit card for your business. So it just makes things a whole lot easier for keeping things separate. Another thing I would mention, actually, I think that was it. I'm jumping to number three on that one. So number three, I'm just leaving all this in. Number three, start keeping track of your expenses. So this is like cost of goods. So things that you're going to need. So like if you're making prints or you're making albums, anything like that where you're purchasing something and then like kind of like reselling it, that's considered cost of goods. And you can claim that expense. So keeping track of that, subscriptions as well. So like if you are paying for Adobe, Lightroom and Photoshop each month, you can claim that, album, software that you can, you know, design albums in, you can claim that. What else? I mean, just websites, stuff like that. I mean, anything related to your business, you can most likely claim, yeah, software, you get the idea. Even gear as well. So any camera gear, even educational stuff as well. So stuff like Creative Live or I don't know, wherever, anything that's going to continue your education for your business, you can claim that. So you need to keep your receipts for everything. Paper or digital, that's a whole other topic. I mean, it's kind of just based on what is comfortable with you. Everyone's different on that sort of thing. And then one last thing that people don't even think about is to claim your mileage. So driving, because you can claim that. I don't remember how many thousands of dollars I saved last year just on my mileage deduction. People also don't know this, but you need to track your personal miles and your business miles with odometer readings and stuff like that. Most people think that you need to just track your business, but legally you're supposed to track your personal and your business. When I first started out, I was carrying a notepad with me, and every time I made a drive, I had to write the starting odometer and the ending odometer. It was a pain in the ass. So I wound up looking into apps and stuff, and the one I've stayed with for the past like 4 years, I believe, is an app called Mile IQ. I'll have a link in the description. I love this app. It's $6 a month. It just runs in the background. And then, you can just swipe through at the end of the day and, just mark things as personal and business. And then at the end of the year, you can print out a PDF, and hand it over to your CPA or whatever. And it's got your reports for your personal miles and your business miles. Really, really convenient. I highly recommend picking that up. Once again, the link will be in the description. It is an affiliate link, so I do get a small kickback for that. You don't get charged any extra. It's just something to help me out. And yeah, anyway, I highly recommend it. So let's move on to number four. Number four is to get insurance. You want to protect yourself in case you have gear stolen or if it's damaged. Personally, I don't think it's worth the risk not having insurance, especially if you're going to be doing things on a professional level. As far as where to go, there's so many different places. I don't even want to name where to go to. And I've also been considering moving. I'm currently with State Farm, but as of right now, I'm still currently with them. Maybe I'll move in the future. I don't know. There's also an app called Gear Vault. That's kind of what I use to keep track of all the gear that I have. But yeah, you can download it and you can store like pictures of all your gear, your serial numbers, keep track of how much you paid for. You can store receipts in there, I believe. And you can just kind of just store all your information, because when you apply for insurance, they're going to ask for all that. And within the app, you can even apply for insurance through there. I haven't done it, so I don't know exactly how it works or how much it is. But I just use it for just keeping track of all my gear. So that's something I recommend to pick up as well. That app is free. Number five, get a CPA. Don't do taxes yourself. When I first started doing this, like within my first year, that was the one thing I wanted to make sure, because I was so scared of messing something up. Because before that, I would just do things on like TurboTax or something. It was like super easy for me to do my taxes. It'd take me like 15 to 30 minutes. But doing this, like knowing what to classify as what, like, I just didn't want to mess anything up. So I wound up getting a CPA where I live. I'm paying less than $500. I think maybe between $425 and $475 is a rough guesstimate. Well worth the money. I just hand over all, like, all my paperwork. So I'll just say, you know, these are all my expenses, you know, broken down by category, software, you know, mileage, stuff like that. And then they kind of just do the rest. It's really, really great. I highly recommend it, finding a CPA. I don't do them for anything else, like nothing monthly. I don't have like an accountant or anything, at least yet. But CPA for sure. Just at the end of the year, doing the taxes, really, really helpful. I highly, highly recommend it. Number six is to get a backup system in place. So, you know, I'm talking like multiple hard drives if possible, like cloning drives or copying them. But at bare minimum, I recommend two things. One is Backblaze. It's $5 a month. I will have a link in the description. Once again, it's an affiliate. But it's $5 a month and it will back up your entire computer, laptop, whatever. It will back it up, and it's $5 per computer. But as you know, just doing one is well worth the money. It will also back up any hard drives that you connect to it. So if you have multiple hard drives, you can just connect it to the your computer, and Backblaze will start backing up all those drives. Currently, I have four drives connected, and I don't know how many terabytes is being stored with Backblaze for $5 a month. So you can go back at any time and download stuff from Backblaze if you need to. If one of your hard drives just crashed and you want a replacement, you can just order a duplicate from Backblaze, and they'll mail it to you. So it's a really, really good option for $5 a month. Another option I would suggest is Dropbox. I'm talking like the paid plan, which is roughly like $10 a month for like a terabyte. So, you know, just gives you another place to store, you know, all your files and have them synced between multiple computers. Really, really useful. But I'd say either, you know, if you had to go with something, either multiple hard drives or Backblaze, or maybe even both. Dropbox is just kind of up to you. But yeah, $5 a month for Backblaze is really awesome. But yeah, so just get a backup system in place just in case something goes wrong. Let's move on to number seven, which is the last one I have for you guys, and it is to get a client management software. There's tons out there. I'm currently using Tave, but there's you can just do a Google search of photography client management, and you're just going to see a whole, like, just a huge list. When I was starting out, I think there was only like one or two that were out. And I wound up switching I started with ShootQ, I went to Pixify, and now I'm using Tave. I love Tave. It's got this cool like double booking feature. So if you get in an inquiry, it will like give you this big red badge saying like, hey, you're double booked already, you know, or possible double booking. It's really, really awesome. Once again, link is in the description. It's an affiliate. I get a kickback, I think it just goes towards like some of my monthly, like the monthly fee I pay or whatever. Anyway, I just wanted to just be full disclosure with you guys on all these things. But yeah, so client management software is really, really useful because it keeps all your clients and events centralized in one place. So, you know, all your client names, phone numbers, emails. In Tave, I like it because it will even put all your emails in there. So you can just go to like such and such's wedding job, and then you can view all the emails related to that specific job, event, gig, wedding, whatever you want to call it. So even like when I'm emailing vendors, it will pop into all that. So it's really nice to kind of just, that way you're not like in your emails, you know, Gmail or whatever, and just kind of searching for everything. It just separates everything, which is really, really nice. Like I said, it also prevents you from double booking. The great thing also is you can create workflows. So that way you're able to kind of like maintain contact with all your clients and make sure things are going well. You know, you've sent out questionnaires to them, stuff like that. Really, really improves your communication with your clients. Everyone thinks that I'm like on top of everything, and I actually have quite a bit automated through Tave, so I don't really have to touch too much. Sometimes it's even just clicking a button, and then it'll like activate, you know, an email, and it'll send it off without me having to do anything. And even like all the emails you can personalize with all these little tokens and stuff, so it like automatically puts in their name and dates of things and all that kind of stuff. It's really, really cool. But then like one of the other benefits as well is that you're able to send contracts digitally and invoices as well. So you can just get paid online. All these, I think, work pretty similar for me. Tave I'm also keeping that in as well, guys. It's what's been working for me. I absolutely love it. It is a bit of a learning curve jumping into it, but all the people who work for Tave are super, super helpful. You can set up meetings with them and all that kind of great stuff. So I highly recommend Tave, but like I said, there's plenty of others out there. That's it for today, guys. I kind of just wanted to keep things. I mean, there's other things that I could say like to do, but you know what? Let's throw in a bonus because I just now thought of this right now. Sales tax. You need to do some research on sales tax. I'm not going to give out advice on sales tax, but for me, I did need to register myself so that I could charge sales tax and also pay sales tax. I'm in Texas, so they require, you know, me paying a tax for it, or charging a tax and then paying them for it. Even digital stuff. Now, digital downloads and all that kind of stuff varies state to state, which is why I'm saying you need to do the research. Maybe even asking your CPA if you get one. That's what I did. And every state is different. Their percentages, some states don't even charge. So that's something to consider because, you know, if you do need to pay sales tax, you need to make sure you're doing that. So do some research on that. That's all I'm going to say on that. And then in our Facebook group, if you want to join, you can just, there'll be a link in the description, just anthonygaunafoto.com/FB will get you there as well. But I'd asked, you know, does anybody who's gone full time have, you know, any other advice? And Emmett in the Facebook group said, to keep your living expenses low, especially if you live in a high cost of living city, or just move, you know, somewhere else, which I thought was great advice. You know, I really try and live a life that is, I don't want to say I'm a minimalist by any means, but just, you know, just owning things that really bring you value and just kind of minimizing a lot of stuff helps do this because you don't have so much to maintain and so many different things to pay for. But it also just keeps, you know, your head clear and, you know, you're only stuck with the things that you value the most. So it's kind of a win-win thing. But also kind of what Emmett mentioned too, like made me think about when I was let go from my job, I moved in with my dad. And so that definitely helped because I didn't have to pay rent for, I think, a year or so until I moved out. And even when I moved out, when uh, my wife and I moved out, we went into a studio apartment and we just took things slow. It was just one room with open kitchen and bathroom and a closet, like super, super simple. And then a year later we upgraded to like a 2-bedroom. So, take things slow. And, you know, if you're able to do that, do that. So anyway, thanks Emmett for, suggesting that. That's it for today, guys. Thank you for sticking around. I really do appreciate you. I'm excited to get this podcast going. Let me know if you have any questions. Feel free to join the Facebook group. Conversation continues in there. So join the Facebook group. Link will be in the description. I keep saying description because I used to do YouTube. It'll be in the show notes. And then also, too, if you want to be featured on the show, I kind of want to make this a collaborative thing. So you can download the way to do this is download the anchor.fm app, search for it in whatever thing you use. And then in the app, just search for Photogivity or Anthony Gauna. And then you'll see a little thing where you can leave me a voice message. So you just pick up your phone or you just click that button or tap that button, I guess you would. And then just pick up your phone and just talk. And then I will get that recording and I can use that on the show. So if you want to leave me a question, if you've got suggestions or tips on, you know, going from hobbyist to professional and just going full time in general, feel free to leave that. And I'd be happy to share that in another episode. You are looking for some Lightroom presets, I have made a free set that you can download. If you've seen my work, once again, everything will be in the show notes. My work's very warm and contrasty, little bit of like deep tones. But if you like that kind of style, I would highly recommend picking up my free set of presets. Just go to agppresets.com and you can download one color and one black and white. And it'll help speed up your editing, because editing's fun, right? It's super, super fun. And then lastly, follow me on Instagram, guys. Just look for Anthony Gauna, Gauna, and I'll pop up. Link will be in the show notes as well. But follow me on Instagram. That's where I am most of the time. If I'm not in the Facebook group, I am on Instagram being goofy. Yesterday, I turned on Bananarama and danced to Cruel Summer. So that's a lot of fun. So follow me on Instagram so you can see like crazy shit like that. And I want to follow you as well. So that's it for today, guys. Thank you so much. And until next time, go out and do something great.